With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Friday, May 26, 2023. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by our publisher, Dan Rubin. And, of course, our very special guest, Brian Hartline, Ohio State's offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach. Thank you very much for your time, Coach Hartline. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Looking forward to an enjoyable weekend with the family.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you guys get, the little bit of time that you get off to spend with your family is precious. All right, I want to start off just getting your take on what the foundation is doing for the program. Like, how much is the foundation of what they're doing is helping you guys with the program?
Yeah, I mean, it's critical. You know, the college landscape, where it's at and where it's going, to have the support of Buckeye Nation and the foundation, I mean, that's critical in recruiting. I mean, I think that you guys have seen a change. We know it's changing, and their ability to adapt and grow as well as long as we grow has been critical. They've been a huge part of our last couple classes, and they'll continue to do that moving forward. But without their help, it would be a lot more difficult to be successful.
Have there been recruits recently that you've not been able to go after because the NIL wasn't up to snuff or wasn't competitive?
No.
Good. That's the point. Next question. You've obviously established yourself now to the point where every guy who gets an Ohio State offer without provocation will refer to Ohio State as wide receiver U. Got to be proud of the track record. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what you've done on the field and what the guys have done in the draft as well. What do you look for in a receiver? Are you looking at the entire earth now and saying, I want the top five receivers in this class? Or when Brian Hartline goes to look for a receiver, for wide receiver U, what is he looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for one of the best receivers in the country. I mean, I guess the numbers and how people are rank them is up to interpretation. I mean, yeah, sometimes we're close to, you know, recruiting the guys that are quote-unquote ranked really high, but we've also recruited a bunch of guys that aren't, and they became the best. So, you know, I don't know, you know, as far as what I'm looking for, I mean, the litany of things that I go through, I'm not going to go into that, but we are trying to look at the cerebral makeup of the athlete. And to me, I feel like that's the non-negotiable. I think how fast guys are and change of direction and these measurables, there's a lot of wiggle room on those. But one thing that's really a non-negotiable is probably how they're made up mentally.
Being offensive coordinator now, Brian, get into that a little bit. I know you're going to be calling plays. At least it's going to be a collaborative effort. I'm sure Coach Day is going to be heavily involved, obviously. Just curious to get your thoughts on the promotion of being offensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's a great honor. I mean, if I link back about 6 years ago, this definitely would not have been the plan. Nor, you know, 5 years before coaching would have been a part of the plan. So, it's pretty surreal to see, you know, paths take shape. They definitely were not intentional, but sometimes those are the best paths. The ones that you didn't really force and try to look for are the best ones. So huge honor, at my alma mater. Marty really, you know, passionate about this school and this fan base. So to be in the position I am now, I'm very honored.
I want to talk a little bit about the returning personnel, and obviously that starts with Marvin Harrison. One of our CBS brethren did a pod recently where they looked back at all the receivers going back through the draft and thought, who, assuming Marvin Harrison heads for the draft, who would be picked in front of them? They went back. They had to go back, so they went over each year. They got back to, I think it was 2011, and Julio Jones. So just the scope of that discussion is pretty awesome. Can you talk about, you know, what it was like recruiting him to get to where you are now? Obviously, expectations for a guy with that name are large, but I can just speak personally. He's better than, like, when even from all the press he got and recruiting rankings, he's so far exceeded that, where I can't think of a receiver who's coming back into a returning era who's got like that high of a Q rating where everyone just across the board just agrees he's the top receiver in the country. Can you talk about what it's been like to be part of that and help him get to this point?
Yeah. You know, it was a pretty clean recruitment. I mean, we were very focused on goals and aspirations he wanted to reach, you know, and then what made up that. I mean, there wasn't many off-kiltered conversations. We spent time getting to know each other. I spent a lot of time over there in their school, building their relationship and getting to know dad too. But really, just like really a lot of the guys that choose our room, pretty centered on the path they want to take. And they're not really too starstruck by the, you know, the extra stuff that's out there, especially now. So still trying to work to find more and more of those guys. I think those are the guys that provide the highest likelihood of success. And, you know, Marv had that cut as a young man. You know, he wasn't, I wouldn't say a highly recruited receiver at that time, but the mental makeup of the athlete and his goals and aspirations, I mean, a lot of those things stood out, and those carry weight, in my opinion. So, yeah, it was a great recruitment. It was straight to the point. It was very football-based, and we're blessed to have him in our room.
Has he even surprised you a little bit, though, with how well he's played? I mean, to go from being – I mean, his first ever start was borderline legendary, and then Ohio State lost. He was supposed to be the number one receiver in the country last year, and he stepped in, and he was the number one receiver. It didn't happen a little faster than you might have expected?
I didn't really have expectations. I didn't really, like, have a timeline of how I thought it was supposed to go. I knew that. You know, I figured just like most athletes, Emeka included, Julian, I mean, the more they play, the more they realize that they can be that player. I think that a lot of times young athletes have confidence, but it's still a little bit of fake confidence until they do it. And then when they start doing it, it can really snowball. And I think, you know, he's one of them. I think we've had a lot of them, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, yeah, I mean, I have other opinions in my head, but I'm going to keep them to myself. But yeah, I mean, I don't even know. You know, I would say it'd be pretty hard pressed to find any two or three better receivers in the country last year.
Right on.
That wasn't in Ohio State's room. But you know, at least we had one finalist in the Blitnikoff. I guess that's good.
Yeah, and so. Should have been the winner. But that, you know, that's we'll
two in a row.
We'll lead that fight. We'll lead that fight. So you don't have to.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
You can say anything.
Yeah, you guys can.
It's the beauty.
And I can push the like button.
Sure. There you go. This square, yeah. Open square.
Which I did. I've called out the Blitnikoff many times. Well, I mean, now, I want to ask about Joe Philbin. I mean, you know him pretty well. When you were starring for the Miami Dolphins, back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons, that was your head coach for the Dolphins. What a home run hire to get him as an analyst. Your thoughts on Joe Philbin joining the staff?
Yeah, I'm just glad it worked out. I remember calling Joe and seeing if he had interest, and he did. And, you still got to figure out a way to make it work. I mean, it's hard for the family sometimes and to make moves and all those things. I guess at the end of the day, it worked. I'm glad it did. And he's going to be a great resource for us. I'm really excited to work alongside him this coming season.
You know, a lot of people, when they talk about Philbin, they mention his experience with the Dolphins or the Packers, but he was the Cowboys offensive line coach the last few years. He did a tremendous job with Tyler Smith, rookie left tackle. But they also developed a right tackle named Terrence Steele, who was a college free agent that no one wanted. So he can do it with your high profile guys. He's done it with kind of your salt of the earth types. So that's very promising. And obviously those guys are pretty overqualified for the gig. It's nice to be at Ohio State and have that kind of leverage. Can you talk about some of the younger guys that have arrived on campus? Dave and I had the pleasure of being at the foundation fundraiser a few weeks ago, and they passed the eye test, man. I'm Jelani Thurman and can get off the bus first any day. But Carnell Tate was the one who kind of jumped out to me as just how personable he was and just almost wise beyond his years. And I think he said,
sure. Yes.
I was telling Dave.
Of course he said personable?
Yeah.
He was great. Man. Okay.
Very mature. Looks you right in the eyes. That's what you're
some guys you start talking to and you realize they're a little bit more mature than I am, and I'm 50, and that's embarrassing. But Carnell, some of the other guys, not the easiest place to walk into, and the pressure is there from expectations, and you're surrounded by studs everywhere. You're going up against elite corners. How have they adjusted? And like your expectations for those guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, again, expectations are personally based. You know, it's not the expectations you guys want to carry, but mine are different. So, but they've done a good job. You know, I mean, spring is always hard for walking in freshmen. And it was hard. And you could see them growing throughout spring. I'm excited to have Brandon add to the group in early May. I have not been around him a lot since we've been on the road all of May recruiting. But they're off to a good start, doing a good job in their meetings. We had a lot of things set up for them in the offseason. They're killing that. They're doing a good job. They're asking the right questions. And to your point, I mean, academically, you know, them being a part of it, we had like a 3-1 QM in our spring semester. And so, you know, these guys bought in academically on time. They're working their tails off. They're learning quickly. I know it's hard, but I couldn't be more happy with the young group that has walked in.
I want to go back to the foundation for a second. Just how much do you feel like the foundation is helping as far as retaining players? Like Coach Day obviously came out about a year ago, said like, we're going to need about $13 million total just to retain our guys. How much is the foundation helping with that, Brian?
Yeah, huge part. I mean, I think they're comboing both. I mean, they're in the high school space, but they're also in the current player space. And they're really, again, they're just here to help. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, they're not trying to, you know, make calls or do this or do that, telling us what to do. I mean, they're just, hey, how can we help? And that's just the power of Buckeye Nation and the foundation being, you know, a great organization and one of the first ones to jump off and go. And I can't say enough about those guys and how much they've helped us.
I want to say one more thing about the foundation. So, like, I keep saying this. Correct me if I'm wrong. I keep saying, so obviously the foundation cannot give money up front to recruits. We know that. But obviously – current players are talking to recruits. They talk to each other. We have guys on the team that were high school teammates that are a year apart. And I feel like it's helping Ohio State a lot that these guys know as soon as they enroll at Ohio State, they will be taken care of. It's not like bait and switch like we've seen in some other schools. So it feels like even though the collective cannot pay them up front, it feels like the foundation, like with everything that they've done, they've laid that, no pun intended, the foundation where these recruits talk to each other. And I feel like that's helping Ohio State land recruits. Is that
fair? I think and it's still relationship-based. I mean, they're still, you know, building relationships. So what they do choose to come on campus, there's already something built there. And a lot of what they do is not just, you know, trying to take care of athletes. The athletes are giving back to the community. And that's been the biggest impact. Those guys back, you know, getting back into the community and seeing their fans and seeing those less fortunate, I mean, it's a great give and take. But like you're saying, I agree. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously, you know, rules, and they're doing a great job balancing those rules that seem to, you know, move around a little bit. But they've done a great job. And those that choose Ohio State for the right reasons, they seem to be getting looked after.
So you're still a young guy, and Dave and I were both here when you were a player. And now that you've come back, so you probably have a real good memory of what it was like to be recruited and stuff. The landscape now, the way things are, is nuts compared to when, even when, you know, 10, 15 years ago. Plus, you've got the addition of the portal and such. Obviously, you can't name names, but when you get a commitment from a verbal commitment from a recruit, and those recruits then take visits elsewhere, or you know, report offers from elsewhere and stuff, how does that make you feel? I mean, I can tell you how it makes the Bucknutters feel. We have to set up like a therapy line for it, but. You yourself personally,
I think fans need a therapy line for a lot of things.
Well, that's another. This podcast doesn't want to go that long. We want to get into that.
All right.
How does that make you feel, and what's your view of the situation?
You know, this is there. It's easy to get caught up in like emotions and whatever. But I would say the recruiting process is always about the athlete. It's not about anybody else. And if athletes want to choose, you know, universities for whatever reason, hopefully the right reasons. Those reasons can change, or two, they eventually could change. Like, I don't know. My mom always told me I have plan A, plan B, and plan C. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's what my mom always told me. So for an athlete to say, hey, I want to go here, and then, you know, decides in their family's best interest, it's still good to make sure we still have a plan B, C, D, E based on outcomes. That sounds pretty smart to me. Now, do I love it? If you're sold on it, like, and you're at the university, no. I mean, I can't say I love it, but I it's about the athlete. It's about what they need. And that's what I support full-heartedly. So, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, this could be a long conversation. I mean, you're really excited about the commitment. You would like it to be a coach. I'm good. I'm, you know, whatever. I'm ride or die. You know, Buckeye, but then there may be some people that, you know, fall in love with Coach Day. And there's still a whisper, like, what if Coach Day is not there?
Right.
Well, it's not about the Buckeyes. I love the Buckeyes, but I love the Buckeyes because of Coach Day. Right. So, you know, if I grew up in Canton, Ohio, and I went to Glen Oak High School, and I decided to be a Buckeye because I didn't want to go anywhere else. Sure. I didn't have to take visits. That was my plan and my ideology, my reasoning. But like, maybe that's different for other people. I think for us to judge other people's processes and critique it is wrong. And I think that at the end of the day, I really do believe relationships win. And if you spend time on a relationship, most of the time, I mean, that's where, you know, it hits home.
Ohio State offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach Brian Hartline, thank you so much for your time, sir. Great stuff.
I appreciate it, guys, man. Again, the foundation's helped the heck out of us, man. And we appreciate that. We hope to support them as much as they support us. And 247 Podcast, man, it's pretty sweet. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks to the good foundation. Work, thank you to Mr. Brian Hartline. Thank you so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.